The original research article entitled "Heightened Innate Immunity May Trigger Chronic Inflammation, Fatigue, and Post-Exertional Malaise" was authored by Che and Ranjan et al. From Columbia University in the USA. It was published in NPJ, Metabolic Health and Disease, in September 2025. The similarity with long COVID, ME/CFS, and other post-infectious syndromes suggests that a generic response to multiple microbial triggers, rather than a specific pathogen, may be responsible for these conditions. This study examines the effects of microbial mimics on immune and metabolic function before and after exercise, with the aim of better understanding the pathophysiology of post-exertional malaise. This study consisted of 56 ME/CFS participants, Fukuda and Canadian consensus criteria, and 52 healthy controls, from which 47 case-control matched pairs were made. Blood samples were taken before and after exercise and analyzed for inflammatory markers when exposed to the superantigens, lipopolysaccharide and polyinosinic polycytidylic acid, and to the mimics of infectious agents, Staphylococcus aureus enterotoxin type B and heat-killed Candida albicans. These samples underwent proteomic and metabolic analyses. Clinical symptoms were monitored via self-reported questionnaires before exercise and 24 hours and 48 hours post-exercise. Cytokine response was significantly altered in ME/CFS in response to Staphylococcus aureus enterotoxin type B and heat-killed Candida albicans both before and after exercise, particularly in females under 45 years old. Female subjects experienced glutathione depletion, whilst male subjects displayed peroxisome dysfunction. ME/CFS participants demonstrated a lower threshold for immune activation after exposure to microbial components. Proteomics analysis showed altered immune activation and cell adhesion proteins, evidence of extended complement activation and overactive calcium signaling, increased levels of oxidative stress proteins, reduced neuron-related proteins, and markers of gastrointestinal barrier dysfunction. In combination, these point to systemic inflammation, barrier disruption, and extensive immune dysregulation. After exercise, ME/CFS participants displayed several indicators of metabolic dysfunction: increased citrate, elevated growth differentiation factor 15, and unchanged phosphate levels suggest mitochondrial stress and reduced mitochondrial activity. Increased triandiglycerides and reduced levels of carnitines post-exercise suggest abnormal metabolism of lipids, while altered tryptophan metabolism indicated a shift to a pathway linked with neuroinflammation. Levels of propionic acid and endogenous retrovirus group V member 1 were elevated post-exercise, both of which have been associated with inflammation and neurological dysfunction. The authors conclude that these results support the need for further research into the role of innate immunity in ME/CFS and suggests some targets for clinical trials.